Let me come back to you. Hundreds of years ago, Thomas Malthus predicted that the population of the Earth would outgrow our ability to grow food. Clearly, technology made him dead wrong. It was just simply a horrible forecast. Isn't it the case that that's likely to happen here in the energy industry as well?
History will finally prove one way or the other. But I think the higher we actually have demand, the faster we're going to actually hit peak oil. And unfortunately, too many areas now are in irreversible decline. 10 years ago, most experts thought the North Sea wouldn't approach peak oil until 2010, and by 2000 would be producing about 7.5 million barrels a day. The reality is that it peaked in 1999 and is already off 30-35%. That's using every scrap of technology we know about.
But logicians, you know, for years have talked about the fallacy of composition. You know, just because the Saudi oil fields may be depleting doesn't mean that the world's supply of oil is diminishing. And I think we're starting to prove that over and over again, whether it be in the Niger Delta or whether it be in the Trinidad Basin or the Taiwan Basin. I think that America needs to lead the charge in embracing the technology and getting out there and finding these proven reserves that are out there, bringing them to market, and bringing this price into a reasonable area where we can continue to see the synchronization of global growth that we have experienced for the last 20 years. This whole idea of 1972, MIT did a study, Limits to Growth.
Right.
And 30 years later, guess what? None of their predictions came true. All of these were running out predictions, and the world's coming to an end, have never proven out, and I don't think this time it's going to prove out again.